following is a special presentation of WDOH Sports.
Since 1973, WDOH Delphus has been the home of Delphus High School sports. And the tradition continues tonight. It's high school basketball on Fun 107.1 and Fun107.1.fm. Presented by the Union Bank. We now go live courtside for all the action on Fun 107.1.
Basketball fans, good evening and welcome to Crestview High School. Tonight, it's Delphus Girls High School Basketball, Northwest Conference style, as the Jefferson Wildcats match up with the Crestview Knights. Mike Miller is my name. It'll be my pleasure to bring you the call on this contest. And this contest has some genuine meaning, as this league game is a battle for supremacy at the top of the Northwest Conference standings. The Jefferson Wildcats enter tonight's game with a perfect 4-0 mark in the league. Crestview with a 4-1 mark. Their only loss was here at Crestview High School earlier in the season to the Leipzig Vikings, 44-37. Interestingly enough, the Jefferson Wildcats will host the Leipzig Vikings 1 week from tonight. So we're going to settle the issue with the Northwest Conference in a matter of, a week or 8 days, if you prefer, tonight through next Thursday night. First things first, this showdown with Crestview. The Knights, under seventh-year coach Mark Gregory, have won 11 of their 14 games. And obviously the Jefferson Wildcats, with just a single setback through their 14 contests, they are 13-1, their only loss a few weeks ago to the Bath Wild Kittens. Stay with us. We're going to hear from Jefferson coach Denise Lindemann and get her thoughts on this showdown and where the Wildcats have been. It's a busy week for the Wildcats, just 2 days removed from a win over Wayne Trace, 2 days removed from a home game hosting Ottoville. But first things first, this matchup with Crestview. And we'll hear from Coach Lindemann coming up on Fun 107.1.
For more than 65 years, Vanimatic Company has been a staple in the Delphus community. We actively support and contribute to various community organizations and events and take great pride in providing the area's most stable employment. Vanimatic Company is a recognized leader in the precision machine products industry, providing our customers with innovative and creative manufacturing solutions. Our continued success is a direct result of the workmanship and dedication of our employees. To learn more about us, visit our website at vanimatic.com. Vanimatic Company, the right people making the right decision at the right time.
When you support the activities we sponsor at VFW Post 3035 or visit our canteen on West 4th Street in Delphus, you help us to carry on our decades-long mission of service to veterans from our area who've given so much to keep us free. You're cordially invited to join us for a tasty breakfast that's open to the public every Tuesday through Saturday morning from 7:30 to 10:30. While you're here, ask for information on how you can become a member or an auxiliary member of VFW Post 3035 in Delphus.
Your 18-year-old is now a legal adult, which means, as a parent, you are not entitled to make decisions on their behalf. What happens in a medical emergency? What happens when your out-of-state college student needs help with financial affairs? Hi, I'm Amanda from Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. A healthcare power of attorney and durable power of attorney ensures that your child is not helpless. Call me to learn more about planning for your adult teen's future. Find me online at AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, W-A-L-T-Z, law.com.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fun 107.1. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisors, Andy North, Corey Norton, or Ross Thompson at 1875 East 5th Street in Delphus for all your investment needs, or by visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
During the times of your life that are the most difficult, we are here to serve you at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home in Delphus. We've helped families of all faiths from throughout our area to plan fitting memorials for their loved ones since 1917, and we stand ready to provide service and devotion to detail that's based on compassion and concern for your family. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home on West 3rd Street.
Happy New Year from Gillig Winery. This is Nikki.
All right, last spot, another rejoin.
A blessed and safe 2023. All of us here at Gillig Winery are excited and ready to start the new year with exceptional service, new and upcoming wine releases, special events, great food, and delicious wine. Join us inside our cozy and warm restaurant for a meeting with a coworker or a night out with the girls. We're here to help you relax and enjoy a peaceful getaway right here in Findlay. At Gillig Winery, where friends and family come to wine and dine.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1. Back again at Crestview High School. Coming up in just a bit, it's Conference Thursday night. Tonight, the Wildcats hit the road to take on the Crestview Knights. One of the pointed two games of the year, if you will. It's been the case for a while, but certainly props to Crestview. Also, Coach Lindeman, they've had it going on, going back to Coach Rickard for a long time, haven't they?
Absolutely. They have a great program here from, second grade all the way up. So, yeah, it's a great program. Mark does a great job with the Knights. So, yeah, great. Hopefully good atmosphere tonight.
No question about it, but you guys also in recent years have been of that measuring stick status. This game's not really measuring stick. This is for league prominence. And one of the goals I think maybe all coaches and all teams point towards is winning the league. You would agree?
Absolutely. It's a big game tonight for us. It's a big game for them. So, yeah, the girls are focused. Hopefully we can come out the game plan and we can pull out the victory tonight.
Interesting timeline for you guys. The middle of three games, but pointed towards tonight. And as we reflect on the Wayne Trace game Tuesday night, that was a game that, as you had predicted, we're going to have to earn this baby. And they're an interesting combination of youth and size, are they not?
I agree. I mean, like we said, from last year to this year, they had four different starters from last year. And I thought the two freshmen, I thought they were intense that they were played. And then, again, you have two six-footers. So, you know, again, our shooting was not great on Tuesday, but the girls came out and they won, by 20 points or 25 points. So, like I said, it's a testament to these girls. They always come out. They're not too high. They're not too low. They're just very even keel, and you know they have a job to do tonight, and they're focused and they're ready to go.
Let's speculate a little bit. We saw Wayne Trace locked in that 2-3 zone. We saw Crestview slap a lot of zone on Van Wert Monday night. You anticipate some, depending on how the game is?
I think Mark's going to throw about six different defenses at us. And, you know, we worked at him. And, again, I kind of tell the girls, you know what, we're going to worry about ourselves and we try to get better. And, you know, we try to go through all the different defenses. And, you know, if the basketball goes in the hole, everything works out. So it's a lot easier when that basketball goes in the hole. But, again, you know, Tuesday night was, as Bub said, it's kind of like a trap game because our girls, I mean, everyone knows we were thinking about Crestview, and I'm sure Crestview was thinking about Delphus. So, you know, I'm glad we came out with the victory. And like I said, tonight the girls got to come out, play. And one thing I never, ever worry about with our girls is their effort and their attitude. And no matter whatever the outcome of this game, they're winners. They are great kids. They work their tails off. And I'll be proud of them no matter what.
How about shot selection? Not necessarily against the zone, but that's part of it. I mean, a play could last. Yeah, I mean, you could have possession upwards of 2 minutes if that be the case, right?
Yeah, our spacing was not great. You know, we went back, watched film. We actually went back and showed the girls the film, too, just so that, you know, you can say one thing, but we went back, we showed the girls the film, and our spacing was not great. And hopefully, you know, we made some adjustments to that, and hopefully that'll be better tonight.
And when gals are posting, i.e., Gwen will post on occasion, and obviously Lauren, is it your thinking that just get it in there because something good will happen, or not necessarily?
I mean, you got, like I said, basketball is unpredictable. I said, you know, girls, we don't know what's going to happen from, I have no idea what Crestview's going to throw at us, but it's unpredictable. We know how to play basketball. We told the girls, just go out and play basketball and have fun tonight.
Coach Denise Lindeman, quick thought on Mark Gregory's club. They're a good passing team. They don't turn the ball over a whole lot. One of the reasons they've got a gaudy record like you guys, I'm not telling you anything you don't know, right?
Right. They have Cal Callie Gregory. Callie Gregory is a great player. I mean, she's played in every state probably around here in the 50 states, and you know, she's one of a kind. And hopefully, you know, we're going to try to contain her and come out. Like I said, the girls are going to work hard, but Callie Gregory, she's a good player.
Clearly, you guys know what you're up against, and based on what I saw Tuesday night, you're pretty healthy.
We are healthy. Yes, we are completely healthy. Knock on wood. So yes, we're good to go.
Coach Lindeman, awesome to get your thoughts. The best to you and the Wildcats moments away.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Stay with us. We'll meet our starting lineups and we'll tip it off. It's Jefferson and Crestview for Northwest Conference Supremacy on Fun 107.1.
Century of Protection.
Stolle Insurance, we choose to partner with the industry's leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance. This is Jason Stolle. Whether your needs are business, home, auto, or life, trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Together,
Stolle all right,
Insurance
I'll keep an eye on
insurance
it.
Company.
Make it work
for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
Don't you just love this restaurant? I mean, when you pay the bill, you tip the waitress, and Superior Credit Union tips you. Dine out on your credit card from Superior Credit Union, and you'll get 2% cash back, plus 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. So go ahead, order dessert, because you'll get 2% cash back at restaurants until March 31st with a Superior credit card. 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. Learn more at SuperiorCU.com. NMLS number 746357.
The future is full of unknown events, but that doesn't mean you can't plan. Hi, I'm Amanda with Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. Creating an estate plan ensures your wishes are carried out after death. Creating a power of attorney for your adult teen ensures your help during emergencies. Reviewing your estate plan every 3 to 5 years ensures your future plans are up to date. To learn more about estate planning, power of attorney, and more, go to AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, W-A-L-T-Z, law.com.
Are you ready for a mealtime favorite made famous? Then stop by Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken and order up a chicken pot pie combo at a great price. You'll get chunks of savory premium chicken, carrots, peas, and potatoes in a creamy sauce, all baked in a flaky pastry crust and served with a regular drink. This is comfort food at its finest. Get the meal that's oven fresh and wallet friendly with the chicken pot pie combo. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
A more than 60-year-long heritage of healthcare service goes into every day of care we provide here at VanCrest Healthcare in Delphus. Our assisted living facility offers a family and home-style environment in our oversized 1 or 2 bedroom apartments where you'll enjoy delicious meals and have available a wide variety of services when needed. If a short-term or long-term assisted living stay is in your plans, please give us a call at 419-695-2871 and ask about our move-in special now being offered. VanCrest Healthcare, where you are served every day by people you know.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Crestview and Thomas Jefferson, both members of the Ohio.
Yeah, I'm like.
Our national anthem has performed here at Crestview High School as we are just about set for varsity action tonight. The Jefferson Wildcats and the Crestview Knights battle for the top position in the Northwest Conference. Just completed a few minutes ago, our JV game won by Crestview 34-25. Let's meet our starters for the visiting Delphus Jefferson Wildcats of Coach Denise Lindeman. The Wildcats are 13-1 on the season. They are 4-0 in the Northwest Conference. Wildcats averaging 55 points a game, giving up 31.2. Here are the starters for Jefferson. A 5'8" senior, Hannah Wiltsey. Also for the Wildcats, 5'7" senior, Gwen Tiemann. 5'7" junior, Liv Lindemann. 5'5" senior, Jessa Rostifer. And 6'3" junior, Lauren French. Again for the Wildcats, it'll be Wiltsey, Tiemann, Lindemann, Rostifer, and Lauren French. Here are the starters for the host, Crestview Knights. The Knights, under coach Mark Gregory, as the lights just went out. The Knights, under coach Mark Gregory in his seventh season, are 11-3. They are 4-1 in the Northwest Conference. Crestview averaging 47.7 points per game, giving up 38.7. Here are the starters for Crestview, a 5'6" senior, Macy Kolwicki, a 5'5" sophomore, number 4, Ellie Klein, a 5'10" junior, number 5, Callie Gregory, a 5'9" senior, number 10, Lacey McCoy, and a 5'5" sophomore, number 21, Josie Kolwicki. Again for Crestview, it'll be Kolwicki, Klein, Gregory, McCoy, and Kolwicki. Our officials for this contest are Jim Stahl, Brian Fuca, and Jim Troyer. Ready for basketball. Wildcats in their traveling red jerseys with the black lettering, the white trim. Crestview, the home whites with the red lettering and the blue trim. Toss and tap. And the opening tap is controlled by the Crestview Knights. And this first quarter of action, by the way, is brought to you by Roof and Benching Law Office in Kenton. Find them online at rooflawoffice.com. Here's Callie Gregory. She'll step back from long range and drops a triple. The 5'10" junior gets scoring started for Crestview with a long range three. Wildcats coming into the front court, and now they throw it away as the ball on the left-hand wing goes through Hannah Wiltsey's hands, so the turnover will give it back to the Crestview Knights. Knights moving from our right to left here at Ray Etzler Gymnasium for Crestview. Ellie Klein, top of the point. Now Gregory, another step back three, very same spot, missed it, long rebound to Ellie Klein. Here's McCoy with the basketball. Now Klein dribbles into the lane. Top of the point with the basketball is McCoy. Shot off the mark. Rebound to Lauren French. Falls down. But loose ball picked up by Jessa Rostifer. And Lauren French landed sort of funky. And action comes to a halt here at the gymnasium. She sort of landed almost like a face first sort of land, but now the athletic trainer here at Crestview is out, and they're out looking at Lauren French just 65 seconds into this contest. The 6'3" junior, Lauren French, getting looked at. So with that, we'll take a timeout from here with a delay in the action, awaiting the fate of Lauren French, if you will. Crestview with an early 3-0 lead. We're back in a minute on Fun 107.1.
Violet from H.G. Violet in Dolphus, your Cub Cadet dealer in Dolphus since 1961.
They don't need her to go down, do they?
When my grandpa started selling them. Come and see Cub Cadet tractors, zero turns, tillers, walk-behind mowers, all kinds of commercial mowing equipment, and residential zero turns. Steering wheel zero turns. Cub Cadet has it. 0% financing. Come and see H.G. Violet now in Dolphus.
When you choose an insurance company, you look for service and protection. Indiana Farmers Insurance has insured homes and farms since 1877. You can depend on Indiana Farmers Insurance to provide the service and protection you need when you need it. Call Hickey Morris Insurance, an independent insurance agency proudly representing Indiana Farmers Insurance. You can stop by our office located at 452 East 2nd Street or call 419-692-5876 or visit our website at LelandSmith.com. For service and protection.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
After the injury time, Wildcats with the basketball. Senior Rylan Marquis will replace Lauren French. And here's a triple by Hannah Wiltsey that ties the basketball game. Lauren French went off on her own power. Hopefully she can maybe just shake it off and get loose over there on the sidelines, and we will see more of her, we hope, tonight. And here she comes, heading for the bench. She'll grab a seat. So looking good for Lauren French. And now Gregory heads for the baseline with the dribble. Has it knocked away from her by Hannah Wiltsy. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay Crestview Knight possession. Knights look to get it in. They do to Callie Gregory. Return pass comes to Allie Klein. Dribble drive in the lane. Missed it. Rebound comes off to the Jefferson Wildcats. Lauren French set to check in shortly. Wildcats with it. Here's Rostifer. Now Liv Lindemann straight away. We'll try to set that Crestview defense. Looks like they're going to be in a zone. We anticipated probably, and that is the case. Wildcats high post. Now Wiltsy, floater on the baseline. Shot hit the side of the backboard. Rebound to Ellie Klein for Crestview. To Gregory. Blows down the floor. Goes up. Missed a shot. Got her own rebound. Goes back up and scores. The 5'10 junior Gregory with all five of the Crestview points. It's 5-3 Knights. Here come the Wildcats. Liv Lindemann, free throw line, push shot. Off the mark, ball goes out of bounds, untouched, and it's going to belong to Crestview. And Lauren French will come back on for the Jefferson Wildcats. That's the best news of the night, if you will, as Ryland Marquis will grab a seat. Here come the Crestview Knights leading 5-3. We're almost 3 minutes into this first quarter. Crestview with it. Right-hand side is Lacey McCoy. Now straightaway, Colwicky. They bounces it left baseline to Josie Colwicky. Here's Macy Colwicky. Macy runs through the lane. Gregory down low. Cross-court left-hand side, Ellie Klein on the wing, guarded by Liv Lindemann. Now dumps it right side to Josie Colwicky. She drives, and her shot is blocked and stolen away by Lauren French. Here come the Wildcats. Liv Lindemann straightaway. Shoves it to Hannah Wiltsy. Back to Lindemann. Heads in the lane. Liv got shut down. Ball got knocked loose. Last touch by Liv Lindemann. So a Jefferson turnover, and we'll head the other way. Wildcats going to bring a couple of new players in. Gwen Tiemann back on. Also for Jefferson. Kirsten Moore, the 5'7 junior. 4.5 minutes to play, opening quarter. Crestview with a two-point lead in the basketball. Now they lob it to Callie Gregory, right side. With it is Colwicky, now in the circle. Lost her dribble, that's Macy Colwicky. Now Callie Gregory down low, wanted to go over French, decided not to. Shoves it out on the wing, long-range shot missed. Lauren French hustles for the rebound. Here comes Jefferson. Liv Lindemann, and they run right into that Crestview zone. They're going to be sitting in that all night long. Lindemann for three. Liv Lindemann just finally said, I'll beat the zone. Jacks up a three from way long, and it's 6-5. Jefferson with the lead. We're halfway through this first quarter. Crestview Knights deep in the left corners. Josie Colwicky bounces it inside. Gregory shoves it out on the wing to Macy Colwicky. Her shot on the baseline is missed. Rebound Liv Lindemann. Quickly in the front court. Here comes Liv. Stops. 10-footer. Up. No. Rebound French. In traffic. Goes up. No. Rebound French. Shoves it out to Tiemann. Now here's a triple by Rostifer. Her shot is missed. Good hustle. Rebound to Lauren French. Got it in the corner. Wildcats will get another look. Tiemann on the high post to Liv Lindemann at the point. Jefferson ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Ellie Klein. It'll stay Jefferson possession. Wildcats in the front court with it. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. Here's Liv Lindemann on the dribble. Crestview still in that 2-3 zone. Right wing is Gwen Tiemann. Top of the point, Ryland Marquis. Ryland at the free throw line. Turns, shoots, and missed a shot, goes out of bounds, untouched, so Crestview will take over. Kirsten Moore going to come out. Hannah Wiltsy back on for Jefferson. For Crestview, Kennedy Kreider, a 5'9" sophomore, becomes Coach Gregory's first substitution as Jessa Rostifer returns for Jefferson. Ryland Marquis will sit. 2:48, first quarter clock. Wildcats working in. They lob it way out high. Lindemann tries to save it. She can't. another unforced turnover. That's like three turnovers on Jefferson. And Coach Lindemann is livid about that, as you might expect. Wildcats with unforced turnovers. Game like this, can't live with that. 6-5, Jefferson with the lead. Crestview with it in the front court. Left of the circles, Kennedy Kreider. Now Callie Gregory drops it back to Ellie Klein. Klein lost her dribble, shoves it up top. Josie Kowicki. Now Klein again with it. Gregory, long range, triple, up and in for Callie Gregory. That's her second triple. She has all eight of Crestview's points. It's 8-6. 2:15 to play in the quarter. Here come the Wildcats facing that ever-present 2-3 Crestview zone. Rostifer drops it to Tiemann on the high post. Back to Rostifer. Now Lindemann on the baseline. Liv drives, goes up, shot missed. Rebound French. Can't convert from point-blank range. Rebound to Crestview. Tough break there. Wildcats left points on the table. Ellie Klein loses her dribble. Dumps it in the corner. Baseline shot missed. Rebound Callie Gregory. Drops it off to Josie Kowicki. She'll lay it up and score. And the Wildcats want timeout. And we'll take a break from here with 90 seconds to play in the first quarter on the Lee's famous, on the Premier Bank scoreboard. It's Crestview 10, Jefferson 6 on Fun 107.1.
Do you find everyday activities painful? Do you struggle to keep up with your hobbies? At OIO, we've put together a team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons to help you. We offer personalized care for back and neck pain, sports injuries, arthritis, and more. Our on-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for quick and accurate diagnosis. When you're ready to do more, come see us at OIO. To schedule an appointment, call 419-222-6622.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Ray Etzler Gymnasium. 90 seconds to play first quarter. It's 10-6 Crestview. In this showdown game in the Northwest Conference after the timeout. Oh, look at Liv Lindemann for Jefferson. She just blows to the basket and scores. The 5'7 junior. That's her fifth point. It's 10-8. Wildcats within two. Crestview in the front court for the Knights. Lacey McCoy straight away puts it on the floor. Picked up her dribble. Probably got away with it. Here's Allie Klein. Now deep in the right corner. The Knights held up just a little bit. With it on the baseline is Callie McGregor. Callie Gregory, her pass to Allie Klein, trapped on the baseline. Klein gets it to Kennedy Kreider. Now the Knights will reset their offense. Jefferson in a tough man-to-man. Here's Kreider. Drops it to Gregory. Now out on the wing. Here's a shot. Clangs off iron. Missed it. Rebound right into Lauren French's hands for the Jefferson Wildcats. Wildcats coming the other way. Open three for Jefferson. That was Tiemann. Missed it. Rebound to French. She's double-teamed. Whistle. Held ball. Arrow says it belongs to the Jefferson Wildcats. Ryland Marquis will return for Jefferson. Jessa Rostifer sits. Wildcats have 28 seconds. They'll work it under their own hoop. Looking around. They lob it into Lauren French. Ball got knocked loose. Picked up by Liv Lindemann. Great anticipation by Lindemann. Here's a triple try. It's way short by Marquis. Rebound Gregory. Shoves it ahead to Ellie Klein. Klein on the baseline. Looks for help to Lacey McCoy on the baseline. Lost the ball. Taken away by Wiltsey, and she's fouled by McCoy for Crestview. First on McCoy. First on the Crestview Knights team. And the Jefferson Wildcats have 10 seconds to come the entire length. They get it into Liv Lindemann. 8-7, they don't appear to be any hurry at all. Now Liv with it. 2-1, lobs it to French. Needs to go up and does at the last second. French finds Gwen Thiemann for an easy two. How about that? Looked like French was not aware of the clock, but she was aware that Gwen Thiemann was wide open. We played 8 minutes after one quarter from Crestview on the Premier Bank scoreboard. It's Jefferson 10, Crestview 10 on Fun 107.1.
At Premier Bank, our certificates of deposit seriously pay off. Enjoy rates up to 4.08% APY with an 8-month CD and up to 4.22% with a 13-month CD. Visit yourpremierbank.com/CD or stop into your local branch to open an account and view offer details. $500 minimum to open and earn the advertised annual percentage yield. Offer only valid on funds not currently on deposit with Premier Bank and subject to change without notice. Premier Bank, powered by people. Member FDIC.
When rehabilitation services will be required after an accident, injury, or surgery, you can choose a provider with over 60 years of healthcare service experience that's staffed by people you know right here in your hometown. At VanCrest Healthcare, we offer private rehab rooms along with outpatient services provided by specialists in our well-equipped therapy area. You have a choice in where you will receive rehabilitation services. Your best choice is VanCrest Healthcare Center in Delphus. Call 419-695-2871 or visit VanCrest.com.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Crestview, just about set for second quarter action. And this quarter is brought to you by Roof and Benchick Law Office in Kenton. Find them online at RoofLawOffice.com. Crestview possession to start the quarter. Callie Gregory on the dribble. Dumps it left side to Josie Kowicki. Now straight away, Lacey McCoy with the basketball. Here's Gregory. She's a threat almost anywhere on the floor to put it up. McCoy, free throw line shot, missed. Rebound to Lauren French, and she gets fouled as Kennedy Kreider just wrapped her around the head, took the ball away from her. And can't do that. That's her first, second team foul. So the Wildcats will come the other way, trailing, or we're tied at 10, rather. Liv Lindemann takes it in the lane, dumps it in the corner. Wiltsey jacks up a triple. Shot missed. One and done. Rebound to Crestview. Ahead to Callie Gregory. Gregory in the front court with the dribble, working against Liv Lindemann. Still with the rock. Gregory backing in, lost her dribble, now dumps it up top to Ellie Klein. Will reset for Crestview, left of the key. Feeds it in the lane to McCoy with the basketball. Deep on the left wing. Now they drop it up high. That's Klein again with it. Knights moving it around beautifully. They find Kreider down low. Her shot got rejected. Ball loose on the wing. Triple try. Lacey McCoy missed it. Rebound Crestview. They go up. Shot got swatted away. It'll stay Crestview possession, but good piece of defense by the Jefferson Wildcats. As lineup changes for both teams, we'll pick them up as action develops. Ellie Klein for Crestview will toss it in under the basket. Looking around, still looking. Finally, Klein shoves it way up top. And now working right-hand side is Lacey McCoy. Jefferson with their tough man-to-man, but Crestview a very patient, solid passing team. Now Gregory, step back, triple, swish, rainbow for Kelly Gregory. That's her third triple, 13-10. Crestview retakes the lead. Here come the Wildcats. With it is Lindemann, or who was that? Couldn't tell, lost the ball. Wiltsey lost the ball. Crestview coming the other way, and we're going to have a Wildcat foul as Crestview's McCoy got up and underneath the basket, went up and the foul was on Jessa Rostifer. That's her first team foul. And the Crestview Knights will shoot free throws. That is Lacey McCoy, 5'9" senior at the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. First one is up and good. Second one is also right through. And for Crestview, Josie Kowicki will come on as Kennedy Kreider will grab a seat. So both coaches have gone 8 deep through the first quarter in 2 minutes. 15 to 10 Crestview. Liv Lindeman right down the lane, goes up and draws probably a two-shot foul. We'll look for an indication. Crestview picking up the foul. That's their third. That was on Josie Kolwicki, her first, team third, and Liv Lindeman at the free throw line for two, as we thought. First one is good. Lee's Famous Recipe, sponsoring our free throw line tonight, voted the region's best fried chicken and sweet tea. Visit Lee's in Delphus, Lima, and Wapakoneta. 15 to 12, Liv Lindeman drops a couple of free throws. Wildcats are within three. Here come the Knights in the front court. Macy Kolwicki, now Callie Gregory. Gregory with the crossover dribble. Still with it. She stops. Whips it in the corner to McCoy. Dribbling around. McCoy dumps it across the lane to Kolwicki. Long range shot rattles in and out. Rebound comes to the Knights. They'll get another shot. Callie Gregory drops it off to Klein in the lane. Kolwicki goes up, shot blocked by Lauren French, ahead to Tiemann, drops it off to Hannah Wiltsey, and she lays it up and in. That's the fifth point for Hannah Wiltsey. That time, Jefferson ran the break beautifully. 15-14, Wildcats are within one. Down to 5 minutes to play first half for Crestview. Kolwicki throws it away. Stolen by Tiemann. Two on one. Tiemann steps around her defender. Gwen goes up. Can't get it to go. Tough break there. Rebound to the Knights. Kolwicki ahead to Gregory. Off to Macy Kolwicki. Her shot is missed. And Jessa Rostifer has the board for Jefferson. Wildcats hustle the other way. Open three for Wiltsey. No. Rebound to Crestview. Ellie Klein. That time Hannah would have fouled her shot. She would have had to rebound for sure. Here's Klein with it in the front court for Crestview. They drop it down low. Another shot blocked by Lauren French. Ahead to Liv Lindeman. Lindeman drops it off. Rostifer for three. No. Rebound. Whistle. Foul. And they're going to call it on the Crestview Knights for undercutting Lauren French. Is going to be on Josie Kolwicki. That's her second, team fourth. Lineup changes again for Jefferson. Ryland Marquis is in the lineup, as is Kirsten Moore. Wildcats work it in. And now it's lost out of bounds, so Crestview will take over. And as you can tell, this large crowd is getting into this. Halfway through this second quarter, 15-14, Crestview by one. This is a hard-fought battle. Ellie Klein at the point for Crestview. Now to Lacey McCoy straight away. Jefferson in the man-to-man. Klein heads for the baseline, nothing doing. Looks for help. Goes cross-court, got rid of it. Kolwicki in the lane, off-balance shot. McCoy, rather, goes up and draws a foul. Hannah Wiltsey for Jefferson picks up her first, and that's going to put Lacey McCoy, the 5'9" senior, to the free throw line, and her shot is up and it's good. So Lacey McCoy now 3-for-3 from the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. She'll get one more. It's up and it's right through. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor, 30-second time, so we'll keep it right here. Time enough to tell you that, as a parent, you are not entitled to make decisions on behalf of your adult teen. What you need to do is contact Amanda Waltz Law to plan for your college student's medical and financial future. That's AmandaWaltzLaw.com. Still lots of time in the first half here with 3:37 on the game clock. And the Crestview Knights holding a 17-14 lead. And it's really been two girls dominant, as you might expect. Callie Gregory for Crestview with 10 points. Liv Lindeman for the Jefferson Wildcats has 7. It might turn out to be on this game. Who can step up in a complimentary role to the two superstars, if you will? Jefferson with a basketball. Down 3. Liv Lindeman dribbles into the front court. Crestview bailed on the zone. They're now in a man-to-man. Lindeman, step back. Triple. Shot missed. Rebound in the lane. Comes to the Wildcats. Wiltsy hands to Lauren French. Now Liv Lindeman with it. Liv dribbling. Lost her dribble. Got hacked and fouled. Referee Jim Stahl there to make the call. Macy Kolwicki picks up her second team foul. No, that can't be their second team foul. That's their fifth team foul. Oh, well. Wildcats with the possession. And Hannah Wiltsy needs help. She gets help as Lauren French will come out of the lane here. Back to Wiltsy. She'll take a bucket. Missed the shot from short range. Bound to Callie Gregory for Crestview. 3 minutes to play, first half. 3-point Crestview lead. Knights with it. Callie Gregory dribbles behind her back. Now she's double-teamed. Gets rid of it. Left-hand wing is McCoy to Ellie Klein. Now Lacey McCoy. McCoy in the lane. Nobody picks her up. She gets an easy lay-in. Good recognition by Lacey McCoy. 19-14. McCoy has 6. Including 4 free throws. Liv Lindeman now does the same thing. Saw nobody in the lane. Nobody picks her up, and Liv takes it the distance, and she goes up and scores. 19-16. Wildcats back within 3. Ball's tipped loose in the open floor by Liv Lindeman. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Lindeman. That's her first. 3rd team foul. Gwen Tiemann will check in as Hannah Wiltsy will sit. Crestview with the basketball. A 3-point game. Knights, Callie Gregory to Klein with it. Now we have a whistle and a foul way out on the perimeter by Kirsten Moore. Fouls Nevaeh Ross, a 5'10 sophomore, just came in there. Oh, they're going to give the foul to Rostifer, her 2nd. All right. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Crestview works it in. Knights lead 19-16. Here's Callie Gregory. Feeds it to McCoy, right of the circle. Cross court to Ellie Klein, deep in the left corner. Now Gregory left of the key with Lindeman on her. Gregory down the lane, stops, free throw line, bounding, shot missed. Rebound Liv Lindeman. Good work by Lindeman, both defensively and snaring that rebound. Coming the other way, Lindeman dumps it inside to French, back to Lindeman, and she travels with the basketball. Tough break for the Wildcats there. Liv got a little bit greedy. Probably did. Turnover heads the other way. 90 seconds to play in the half. 19-16. Crestview with the lead on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Here's Lacey McCoy. Might have got away with a big fat palm. Now Ellie Klein, top of the point. Left-hand side, Macy Kolwicki. Here's Klein again with the rock. Working against Lindeman. Still with it is Klein. Dribbles into the lane. Now shoves it down to McGregory. Callie Gregory throws it out of bounds. So a turnover. We'll see if the Wildcats can capitalize. Trailing 19-16 with 1 minute to play. First half. Liv Lindeman for Jefferson. Dribble straight away. Crestview sticking with the man-to-man. They bailed on the zone after the first quarter ended. It was pretty successful, actually, but oh well. Lob pass inside to French. Now a triple try deep in a corner. Won't go. Rebound. Ryland Marquis hustles for it. We're going to have a held ball. Arrow says it'll stay with the Jefferson Wildcats. With 37 seconds to play in a half. Wildcats going to bring Hannah Wiltsy in for this offensive possession. Ryland Marquis will grab a seat. Although Ryland's a pretty good shooter, too, but we'll see what happens. Wildcats working around. They get it in. And that's Liv Lindemann with leverage inside. She goes up, can't score, but she'll go to the line and shoot two. As Crestview foul, Macy Kowicki draws her second, but hopefully money in the bank for the Wildcats with Liv Lindemann at the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. Puts it up and puts it in. 10 points now for Liv Lindemann, and she'll get one more for Lee's Famous Recipe. It's up and in. 19-18. 1 point, Crestview lead. Final 30 seconds of the half. Knights in the front court. Allie Klein dribbles straight away. Now backpedals. Lindemann on her. Klein with it to Macy Kowicki. Looking for Gregory as Lindemann now chasing Callie Gregory. Gregory has it. She's fifth. She's near the midcourt stripe with 10, 9. Out top is Nevaeh Ross, and the ball is stolen with 5 seconds by Hannah Wiltsey. Coming the other way with 4, and she palmed the ball. Tough break. Aggressive mistake by Hannah Wiltsey. Crestview has 2 seconds, and they'll have to come the full distance of the court. Allie Klein will throw it in. Jefferson with some backcourt pressure, so it's going to be a half court, and got it off too late. And the buzzer sounds. It's halftime at Ray Etzler Gymnasium at Crestview High School in this Northwest Conference showdown tonight. At the half on the Premier Bank scoreboard, it's Crestview 19, Jefferson 18. You're with Fun 107.1.
When you support the activities we sponsor at VFW Post 3035 or visit our canteen on West 4th Street in Delphus, you help us to carry
out
a decades-long mission of service to veterans from our area who've given so much.
And we got three more minutes left before we start bonus thing.
It's open to the public every Tuesday through Saturday morning from 7:30 to 10:30. While you're here, ask for information on how you can become a member or an auxiliary member of VFW Post 3035 in Delphus.
A century of protection. Stiley Insurance.
This is Joel Stiley. At Stiley Insurance, we choose to partner with the industry's leading insurance companies. Companies like Auto Owners Insurance. Whether your insurance needs are business, home, auto, or life insurance, trust the professionals at Stiley Insurance. Together, Stiley Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance, looking out for you.
Stiley Insurance, looking out for you.
Make your checking account interesting by earning more interest. With an iChecking account from Superior Credit Union, you could earn up to 2.25% APY. The higher your iChecking balance is, the more dividends you'll earn on balances starting at $2,500, up to 2.25% APY. Rates are going up, so if your current checking account isn't interesting, switch to an iChecking account from Superior. Details at SuperiorCU.com. NMLS number 746357.
The decisions that surround buying and selling a home are some of the biggest ones that you'll make, and you should feel at home with them. We are At Home Realty, and we live, work, and specialize in real estate in the Tri-County area. Let us ease the stress for your purchase or sale with our expertise. Call At Home Realty at 419-695-SOLD, or we are not satisfied until you feel at home.
We're not satisfied till you feel at home. At Home Realty.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fun 107.1. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisors, Andy North, Corey Norton, or Ross Thompson at 1875 East 5th Street in Delphus for all your investment needs, or by visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, this is Howard Violet from HG Violet in Delphus, your Hustler Turf Equipment dealer. Come and see what we've got from Hustler right now. Shipments are coming in, arriving daily. You've got to see the most deluxe commercial zero-turn mower you can buy for a residential market. We also sell to commercial clients, but Hustler has got the design, the construction, and the quality for what you're looking for. Come and see HG Violet in Delphus.
High School Basketball on Fun 107.1.
Basketball fans, this reminder, Superior Credit Union now offers up to 2% cash back on grocery purchases with your Superior Rewards Visa credit card. That's Superior Credit Union, your hometown lender. At halftime of the varsity game, the Crestview Knights lead the Jefferson Wildcats 19-18 on our Premier Bank scoreboard. Premier Bank, your local bank, powered by people, inspired by ideas, guided by goals, and committed to our community. As we say, 19-18 at the half, it was 10-10 after 8 minutes. So this game has really been a stalemate. It's been a showcase for the two acclaimed stars for each team individually. Liv Lindemann for the Jefferson Wildcats with 11 points. And Callie Gregory of the Crestview Knights, likewise with 11 points to power each club. Only two other Wildcats have scored. Hannah Wiltsey with 5 points and two for Gwen Tiemann. Only two other Crestview Knights have scored. Lacey McCoy with 6 and 2 points for Josie Kolwicki. Crestview with 19 and Jefferson with 10. The biggest notable thing, well, two things in that first half of particular note, with 65 seconds into the half, or into the opening quarter, Jefferson's 6'3" junior center, Lauren French, went down, and this place went silent. After about 2 or 3 minutes, she got up generally on her own power, and later came back into the game. So was merely shaken up on that play at near the start of the game and has been largely at full strength. Although Lauren has not scored, she has at least 2 block shots and a half a dozen rebounds in the first half, but has not scored at this point. For Crestview, most notably for the Knights, they started off in a 2-3 zone. The Jefferson Wildcats have seen a lot of that in recent weeks, certainly as recent as Tuesday night with Wayne Trace, but more recently a little bit against Shawnee and a lot of it against Bath back a few weeks ago. And figured Crestview was going to sit in that zone for a while, but the tempo started to elevate a bit and it became more of a fuller floor game. And that interested Coach Mark Gregory enough to get out of the zone, turn it into a full court game to whatever degree. And since that time, Crestview has been straight man-to-man defensively. My guess is that's their preference, that it's rare that they're a zone team, but we saw a little bit in the first half. Foul situation, no one with more than 2 for the Jefferson Wildcats. Jessett Rostifer with 2 for the Crestview Knights. Macy Kolwicki and Josie Kolwicki each with 2 personal fouls. At the half on the Premier Bank scoreboard, it's Crestview 19 and the Jefferson Wildcats 18. Fans, we've got much more basketball still coming your way this weekend on Fun 107.1. Tomorrow night, these same schools will battle on the boys' side of the ledger as the Crestview Knights will head for Delphus, and we'll be at the middle school with the call as Coach Jordan Chettinghoff and the Wildcats host Coach Etzler's Crestview Knights. That's tomorrow night. And then on Saturday afternoon from Arnson Gymnasium at St. John's in a non-conference but certainly a local battle. That's on Saturday afternoon with St. John's boys hosting once-beaten Spencerville. So lots of good basketball yet ahead this weekend coming up here on Fun 107.1. And a huge second half of basketball that is just ahead. It's Jefferson and Crestview. The second half is coming your way with the Knights leading the Wildcats 19-18 on Fun 107.1.
When you choose an insurance company, you look for service and protection. Indiana Farmers Insurance has insured homes and farms since 1877. You can depend on Indiana Farmers Insurance to provide the service and protection you need when you need it. Call Hickey Morris Insurance, an independent insurance agency proudly representing Indiana Farmers Insurance. You can stop by our office located at 452 East 2nd Street or call 419-692-5876 or visit our website at LelandSmith.com for service and protection.
When you suffer a bone, joint, or muscle injury, where should you go? For sprained ankles, broken bones, and more, visit Orthopedic Urgent Care Experts at OIO. We have urgent care locations in Lima, Findlay, and Coldwater. They are open during regular office hours. On-site imaging includes MRI, CT, X-ray, and more for a quick and accurate diagnosis. Next time you need urgent orthopedic care, come see the specialists at OIO. No appointment necessary. Learn more at orthoohio.com.
Reliable Plumbing and Heating in Delphus and Lennox are here to make you feel good with a new Lennox home comfort system. Best of all, the folks at Reliable Plumbing and Heating have plenty of options for high efficiency heating. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Reliable Plumbing and Heating at 419-695-2921 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. That's Reliable Plumbing and Heating, West 2nd Street in Delphus. Online at reliablepnh.com.
For the very best in sales and service on Tempty Hoppers, Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers, Wilson Livestock Trailers, PJ Flatbeds, or Truck Beds, you have two outstanding options. Rodoc Leasing Sales and Service and Midway Trailer Sales. They're ready to meet your needs for both new and used trucks and trailers. Towing equipment, too, with attractive sale and leasing options available. Remember the names. Rodoc Leasing Sales and Service on Kill Road near Landak and Midway Trailer Sales east of St. Mary's on US 33.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Ray Etzler Gymnasium. As it is just forever loud in here. Oh boy. The only time it's not super loud is when the game is on. Hey, there we go. Thank you. Underway, third quarter action. Crestview Knights with it, moving from our left to right. As we are courtside at Etzler Gymnasium. Knights with it. Ellie Klein, left of the circle, has it tipped loose by Liv Lindemann, almost a steal. Klein gets it back as Crestview resets. McCoy lets go from three. It's way off the mark. Rebound, whistle, held ball. And the arrow says it belongs to the Jefferson Wildcats. Here come the Wildcats. Liv Lindemann with 11 points in the first half to tie Callie Gregory for scoring honors. Wildcats with it. Now Hannah Wiltsey dribbles straight away with Klein on her to Gwen Thiemann. Drops it inside. Look at Lindemann. Turn. Shot won't go. Got hit in the face. No call. Rebound to Crestview. Ellie Klein. Nobody picks her up. Klein in the front court. Callie Gregory. Step back from NBA range. Shot missed. Rebound, Crestview, short range shot, rolls in and out. Rebound to Lauren French. Outlet to Lindemann. Shoves it ahead, Rostifer, right-hand side. Thiemann. Now baseline drive, looking at Hannah Wiltsey. Hannah Wiltsey saw an opening and took it and laid it up and in. 7 for Wiltsey. Wildcats take the lead, 20-19. We played 90 seconds in this third quarter. Jefferson still in their man-to-man. Passes loose in the lane. Battling for, probably going to have another held ball. And this time on the held ball, the arrow says it's going to belong to the Crestview Knights. Always when there's a lot of held balls, it usually means they're good teams. And we're getting that here tonight. Crestview Knights, Allie Klein. Lobs it in out front to Josie Kowicki. Now Gregory, Callie Gregory. Drops it to Macy Kowicki. Here's McCoy, top of the point. Gregory hits a three. That's Callie Gregory step back three, 22-20, pardon me. Crestview retakes the lead, and 14 points for Callie Gregory. Here's Lindemann. She drives. Liv goes up. Her shot's rejected by Gregory. Three on one. Crestview with the drive. Lay-in won't go. Gregory with the rebound. Lost it out of bounds, but last touch by one of the Wildcats, so it'll remain Crestview possession. Jefferson going to bring Ryland Marquis in the lineup as Jessa Rossifer will sit out. Crestview can't find anybody. Finally, they get it inbounds to Macy Kowicki. Here's Ellie Klein. Klein to Gregory. Gregory would love to pull the trigger. Defenders won't let her. Now McCoy drops it down low, but it's stolen away. Good effort by Marquis for Jefferson. Ryland shoves it ahead into the front court. Now gets it back. Turns, fires, scores for three. Wow, they're giving Marquis a triple there. And that pushes Jefferson back in front, 23-22. Crestview with it. They've got an open look from long range. Shot missed. Long rebound, Hannah Wiltsy for Jefferson. Coming down the far sidelines. Here's Hannah. She stops to Gwen Tiemann. Now Marquis. Ryland pounding the floor with the dribble. Wiltsy jacks up a triple. Shot missed. Rebound at Crestview. The Knights. Callie Gregory dribbles down the near side with the rock. Dribbles behind her back. Now to McCoy. McCoy lost it in the lane. Turnover gives it to the Jefferson Wildcats. Jefferson with a single point, 23-22 lead as Kennedy Kreider, 5'9", sophomore, will come on. And Crestview Knights going to call a timeout. So we'll take a break also with 4.5 minutes to play third quarter on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Jefferson Wildcats holding to a single 23-22 lead. And with that, as a reminder, Superior Credit Union now offers up to 2% cash back on grocery purchases with your Superior Rewards Visa credit card. That's Superior Credit Union, your hometown lender. Halfway through this third quarter, and this quarter is brought to you by Roof and Benchick Law Office in Kenton. They're online at rooflawoffice.com. Wildcats clinging to a single-point lead. And it'll be Jefferson possession after the timeout. As junior guard Liv Lindemann with 11 points to lead Jefferson scoring, dribbles into the front court. Now to Ryland Marquis. Here's Lauren French up high. Hands to Gwen Tiemann. Now Lindemann steps around Kowicki. Pass got knocked loose by Kowicki. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay Jefferson possession. Wildcats in the front court along the far sideline. Hannah Wiltsy to trigger it in. She lobs it to Liv Lindemann. She'll walk across the logo and step into the front court. Lindemann, top of the point. Lobs it down low. French turns, kicks it out. Marquis, open three. Got it. That's a couple of triples for Marquis in this third quarter. That time, the beautiful recognition by Lauren French. And the Wildcats are on top, 26-22. And here's a foul away from the action. It's going to be on Hannah Wiltsy. That's her second first-team foul on Jefferson in this third quarter. Down to 3:49 to play. Crestview down four with a basketball. And the Knights really. And Gregory throws it away. It's going to be an easy layup. Oh, Liv Lindemann misses a bum knee. Ouch. Leaving points on the table. Oh, well. Rebound to Crestview. Tough break. Nobody winced more than Liv Lindemann after missing that one. Here's Klein down low. Drops it off to Kowicki, and she'll go up and draw a two-shot foul. So that's going to put Gwen Tiemann picks up the foul. That's her first. And Josie Kowicki to shoot free throws. The 5'5 sophomore. It is up, and it is up and in. Josie Kowicki at the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. Trying to pull her Knights to within two, and she does with a second made free throw. Here come the Jefferson Wildcats. Liv Lindemann steps into the front court. French on the high post doesn't get the ball. Lindemann feeds Gwen Thiemann. Open triple. Shot missed. Rebound untouched. Out of bounds. Not the kind of possession I think the Wildcats would prefer. It was not a bad look by Thiemann, but nobody was able to read that rebound at all. And it just went out of bounds untouched. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Two-point Jefferson lead. Callie Gregory walks into the front court for the Crestview Knights. Crestview really starting way out from the basket with their offense. Here's McCoy, left of the point. Now bounces it to Ellie Klein, the 5'5 sophomore. Here's Gregory. Gregory dribbles straight away. Still with the rock. Gets doubled up. Jumps it down low. Wide open layup for Kennedy Kreider. Give the assist to Callie Gregory. Beautiful look by Gregory. Kreider with the bucket. The game is tied at 26. Jefferson tries to answer with Gwen Thiemann on the other end. Drops it to Marquis. To Lindemann with the basketball. Got knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Jefferson possession. Wildcats trying to figure out who's going to toss it in. I guess Gwen Thiemann will. Jefferson with it in the front court. Looking. Now they finally get it inbounds. And let's see who's got it. That's Liv Lindemann has the basketball. She dribbles over in front of the bench. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. We're knotted at 26 on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Lindemann shoves it to Hannah Wiltsy. Hannah dribbles through the circle, being chased by Klein. Hannah lost her dribble, needs help. Coach Lindemann calls timeout to save the possession. Timeout on the floor, a minute 52 to play third quarter. The Premier Bank scoreboard says Jefferson 26, Crestview 26. This is Fun 107.1.
At Premier Bank, the kindness we witness in our communities fuels our passion for supporting local initiatives, events, and projects. Whether we're donating our time or offering our resources, we know that it makes our community stronger. We invite you to join us in spreading joy and doing good deeds. Learn more by visiting yourpremierbank.com/kindness. After all, we're powered by kind people and fueled by you. Premier Bank, member FDIC.
Want to make tonight's dinner a true winner? Just stop by Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken and pick up a 12-piece family meal at a great price. You'll get 12 pieces of our classic Famous Recipe Chicken that's honey-dipped, hand-breaded, and pressure-cooked just right, along with three of our large sides and six fluffy biscuits. This is Temptation times 12. Get the family meal that's big on flavor and on value with the 12-piece family meal. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Rensselaer Gymnasium. Still a minute 52 on our Premier Bank scoreboard. Quarter number three, Jefferson and Crestview are all knotted up at 26. Wildcats with possession after the timeout. Here's Liv Lindemann working straight away. Crestview in a man-to-man defensively. Now, Rylan Marquis shakes off her defender, turns, fires, shot missed, rebound in the lane. Who's got it? Crestview Knights come up with a deflection. The Knights shove it ahead to Callie Gregory. Gregory heads for the baseline, shoves it out to Klein. She'll fire from long range. Just a two-point basket for Ellie Klein, but moves Crestview in front, 28-26. We'll see if Jefferson can answer. Liv Lindemann on the dribble. Now to Thiemann. Open three for Gwen. Shot missed. Good hustle. Rebound in the corner. That time Liv Lindemann read the rebound and got it off the missed shot. Now Lindemann falls down. Ball's loose. Who's got it? Wildcats do. Gwen Thiemann with 50 seconds to play in the corner. It's getting physical. Here's Wiltsy. to Marquez. She'll jack a three. Missed it. Rebound, Lauren French. Up, in, and one. Lauren French with a rebound basket that ties the game at 28. And with the foul on Kennedy Kreider, that's her second. First team foul on Crestview in this third quarter. Jessa Rostifer returns as Gwen Tiemann will grab a seat. And Lauren French will step to the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. One shot, and it rims out. Rebound. Oh, great hustle. And a bucket for Liv Lindemann, just showing pure strength. First points for Liv in this third quarter. Gives the Wildcats a 32-28 lead. Again, Kennedy Kreider with the foul. That's her third as she picks up two back-to-backers. And Liv Lindemann will go back to the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line and a chance to extend the Jefferson lead. It's now 30-28. Lindemann free throw, swish, 31-28. How about Liv Lindemann getting it done inside that time? 30 seconds to play, third quarter. Crestview Knights with a basketball. Looking for one, I do believe. Coach Mark Gregory yelling out to his club, his daughter Callie, with the dribble, 40 feet from the hoop. Now 20 seconds. Here's Allie Klein. Klein with it. 15. Here's Gregory standing in center court. Hands to Klein with 10, 9, 8 seconds to play. Klein lost her dribble. Now to Kowicki. Gregory from long range may have forced it. Rebound, Lauren French. Outlet. Now buzzer sounds. Not time to do anything. We have played three quarters of basketball from Ray Etzler Gymnasium. Our score after three on the Premier Bank scoreboard. It's Jefferson 31, Crestview 28. This is Fun 107.1.
For more than 65 years, Vanimatic Company has been a staple in the Delphus community. We actively support and contribute to various community organizations and events and take great pride in providing the area's most stable employment. Vanimatic Company is a recognized leader in the precision machine products industry, providing our customers with innovative and creative manufacturing solutions. Our continued success is a direct result of the workmanship and dedication of our employees. To learn more about us, visit our website at vanimatic.com. Vanimatic Company, the right people making the right decision at the right time.
When you support the activities we sponsor at VFW Post 3035 or visit our canteen on West 4th Street in Delphus, you help us to carry on our decades-long mission of service to veterans from our area who've given so much to keep us free. You're cordially invited to join us for a tasty breakfast that's open to the public every Tuesday through Saturday morning from 7:30 to 10:30. While you're here, ask for information on how you can become a member or an auxiliary member of VFW Post 3035 in Delphus.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Welcome back to Ray Etzler Gymnasium at Crestview High School. Final 8 minutes of regulation with the Jefferson Wildcats leading 31-28. The Wildcats are 4-0 in the league. Crestview is 4-1. And it's Jefferson basketball. Here's Hannah Wiltsey, open three, short, off front iron, missed it. They tried to save it in the corner. It went off of Crestview, so it'll belong to the Jefferson Wildcats. Great hustle by Jessa Rostifer over there in the corner. Saved the ball, frankly. Kirsten Moore will check in. Rostifer will grab a seat. And she made a heck of a play there, saving the possession. Wildcats with it. They lob it into Lauren French. Lauren backing on Gregory. Stops, goes up, missed a shot. Rebound, who's got it? Crestview comes out with it. And the Knights get it to Ellie Klein as she hustles the other way. Goes all the way and lays it up, missed a shot. Rebound, Knights, whistle, foul on the floor. It's going to be on one of the Wildcats. We'll wait for an indication from referee Jim Stahl. It's going to be on Liv Lindemann. That's her second third team foul on the Wildcats. We're just 30 seconds into this final quarter. Allie Klein for Crestview throws it way up high as the Knights get it in to Josie Kowicki. Klein with it inside. Shoves it to Kowicki back out front. Klein hustles out and gets it. The Knights are secure when the ball's in Klein's hands. Klein drops it off to Josie Kowicki, or I'm sorry, Macy Kowicki, and she'll score from short range, about an 11, 12 footer. She throws it up and scores. Makes it 31-30, almost a steal by Crestview in the backcourt, but it's going to stay Jefferson basketball. Jessa Rosterfer back on for Jefferson. Kirsten Moore will sit down. 1 point lead, Wildcats with the lead in the basketball. Here's Ryland Marquis. Now French on the high post. Dumps it to Rosterfer, left wing. Jessa with it to Liv Lindemann. Lindemann. Now again, French on the high post. Right side, Hannah Wiltsey with the basketball. Wiltsey, crossover dribble. Heads for the baseline. Got shut down by Klein, but they're going to whistle Ellie Klein with the foul as she smacks Wiltsey on the arm. That's first on Ellie Klein. Third team foul on the Knights. So the common foul. Jefferson works it in under their own hoop. Rosterfer shoves it way up high to Marquis. Return pass, Jessa Rosterfer. Puts it on the floor. Ball's loose. It's picked up by Hannah Wiltsey. Now to Rosterfer. Rosterfer with the dribble. Lost it again. And now battle on the floor. Whistle. Timeout. Jefferson Wildcats. Crestview pressure has been a problem. 32nd time for the Jefferson Wildcats. Time enough for us to remind you that we have more exciting high school basketball this weekend. Boys action tomorrow night from the Jefferson Middle School as Coach Jordan Jenninghoff and the Wildcats will host Coach Doug Etzler and the Crestview Knights. That's tomorrow night. And then on Saturday afternoon, the third and final of the January matinee games for St. John's. And another great matchup. It's been all great matchups. The Blue Jays and Shawnee last week with 10-win Pandora Gilboa. And tomorrow, once beaten Spencerville comes to Arnson Gymnasium. So we've got a lot of good basketball still coming up. And 6:20 to play in this one with a single point Jefferson Wildcat lead 31-30. Jefferson basketball after the timeout. Here's Liv Lindemann. Takes it in the lane. Drops it off to French. Ball got knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Jefferson possession. Everything is tough going at this point, as this is a meaningful game where the league is concerned, and two of the best teams in the state, certainly in their respective divisions. Entry pass for Jefferson. They get it in. Out front is Gwen Tiemann. Tiemann looking around, gets it to Rosterfer. Hands to Liv Lindemann. Liv in the logo. Takes a screen from French. Runs right into a defender. Takes it up. Can't lay it in. Lauren French with the rebound. She goes up. And a foul from behind. Or was it a held ball? Nope, it's a foul. And I'm not sure who's that foul on. Okay, fouls on Josie Kowicki. That's her third. Fourth team foul. Lauren French at the line for Lee's Famous Recipe. And a 6'3 junior hits the big free throw for Jefferson. French gets one more. Got them both. How about that? 33-30. Wildcats extend the lead. 5:45 to play. Both teams sort of just walking it down and matching up against each other's half court man to man. Callie Gregory trying to do a little shake and bake. Step back from long range. Gets it to go. Can't really defend that. That's the fifth made three for Callie Gregory for Crestview, and that ties the game at 33. Liv Lindemann for Jefferson to Hannah Wiltsey. Pounds the ball on the floor. Wiltsey in the lane. Kicks it back to Lindemann. Liv, left-hand wing, guarded by Kowicki. Liv puts it, and Liv, now we're going to have a reach-in foul. It's going to be on Callie Gregory. First on Gregory. That's a 15 foul on Crestview. And certainly the team foul situation will be important because in a close game like this, now tied at 33, who can shoot free throws is often defining. Wildcats with it after the common foul. Liv Lindemann working against the Crestview man-to-man. Ooh, lazy cross-court pass almost got stolen. Wiltsy drives. Her shot is swatted away by Callie Gregory. Here comes Klein the other way for Crestview. The Knights with the basketball. We're tied at 33. Callie Gregory. Jefferson won't let her shoot this time from 30 feet away. Right side is McCoy. Jumps it to Klein in the lane. Drops it down low to Kowicki. Lost the ball. Whistle. Held ball. Arrow says it'll stay with Crestview. 4.5 minutes to play. Fourth quarter. Tied at 33 on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Ellie Klein will trigger it in for Crestview after the held ball. Here's Klein looking around. Lobs it out high. As the Crestview Knights will backpedal and set up. That's Lacey McCoy. Almost lost it. Got it back. Now Klein. Here's Kowicki. Shot from 12 feet away. Missed it. Standing rebound to Hannah Wiltsy. So the Wildcats with the ball. Tied at 33, nearing the four-minute mark. Wiltsy fires a triple. It's air ball. Quick release for Hannah Wiltsy there. Maybe too quick. And Crestview comes out with it. Callie Gregory dribbles into the front court for the Knights. Hands to Ellie Klein. Knocked loose by Lindemann, who's got it. Gregory comes out and grabs a loose ball. Good effort by Lindemann. And now another steal by Liv Lindemann. One player to beat, it's Gregory. Lindemann stops, goes up, and scores. Liv Lindemann with the steal and the basket pushes Jefferson in front, 35-33. 3.5 minutes to play. Crestview Knights trailing with the ball in the lane. McCoy goes up, lost it out of bounds. They're going to say must have been deflected by Lauren French. It'll stay Crestview possession. Kirsten Moore will check in for Jefferson. Hannah Wiltsy will grab a seat. Crestview basketball. Ellie Klein under the basket. Shoves it into Kowicki. Return pass to Ellie Klein. Double team. Dribbles out of trouble. Falls down. Shot. Free throw line. Up and in for Macy Kowicki. Two hoops for Macy Kowicki in this fourth quarter. Ties the game at 35. 3:15 to play. Now Crestview's going to shift. They're going to go to a 2-3 zone. Wildcats with it. Nice entry pass into Tiemann. Gwen turns, goes up strong. Shot doesn't fall, but Tiemann draws a two-shot foul on Lacey McCoy. That stops the clock and puts Gwen Tiemann for Jefferson to the Lee's Famous Recipe free throw line. First one is up, and it is up and in. Gwen got the friendly roll. Her third point. And these are huge here because they're all just complexion changers. Second free throw missed. Rebound battle four goes out of bounds. Who hit it last? Apparently one of the Wildcats. Liv Lindemann really hustled for it. But as a result of her hustle, she touched it last. So Crestview has it. 3 minutes to play. Crestview Knights with a basketball. They trail 36-35, and now timeout, Crestview Knights. On the Premier Bank scoreboard, exactly 3 minutes to play. Jefferson leads 36-35 on Fun 107.1.
Your 18-year-old is now a legal adult, which means, as a parent, you are not entitled to make decisions on their behalf. What happens in a medical emergency? What happens when your out-of-state college student needs help with financial affairs? Hi, I'm Amanda from Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. A healthcare power of attorney and durable power of attorney ensures that your child is not helpless. Call me to learn more about planning for your adult teen's future. Find me online at AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, W-A-L-T-Z, law.com.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of high school sports on Fun 107.1. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisors, Andy North, Corey Norton, or Ross Thompson, at 1875 East 5th Street in Delphus for all your investment needs, or by visiting edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Ray Etzler Gymnasium after the timeout. It'll belong to the Crestview Knights with 3 minutes now clock running. Single point Jefferson lead. Crestview Knights working around. Here's McCoy, now right side Macy Kowicki. She's hit a couple of big baskets from mid-range in this fourth quarter. Here's Callie McGregory. Takes in the lane, turns, fires, scores. Callie Gregory, she's something else. 37-36. Crestview goes back up by one. 2.5 minutes to play. Knights in that 2-3 zone. Liv Lindemann trying to beat the zone herself. Bounces it to Tiemann. Now Marquis for three. Got it! Ryland Marquis, big bucket. That's the third triple for the senior. That puts Jefferson in front, 39-37. And here's a backcourt foul on Gwen Tiemann. That's her second. That's only the fourth team foul. Kirsten Moore will sit down. And let's see who comes in for her. Hannah Wiltsey back in for the Jefferson Wildcats. Crestview down two with the ball. 2 minutes to play. Allie Klein lost her dribble. Looks for help. Goes to Macy Kowicki. Now right side is Josie Kowicki. Knights working it to Callie Gregory. Guarded by Liv Lindemann. Lindemann falls down. What do we have? We might have an offensive foul on Callie Gregory. Nope. Oh, a moving screen. Offensive foul screen against Macy Kowicki. That is the seventh on Crestview, so that could be defining. A seventh team foul puts Jefferson to the line from now on, and or for next time moving forward. And that is a turnover possession with 90 seconds to play. Who's got the ball? That's what really matters. The Wildcats have the ball in a two-point lead, and they're going to spread the floor. Down to a minute 20. Lindemann with the dribble, looking to get fouled, basically. They don't foul Liv Lindemann. They don't want to foul her. They don't want to foul anybody just yet, as Hannah Wiltsey on the dribble, now to Marquis, and here is a timeout called by Denise Lindemann. Jefferson Wildcats. Jefferson in the driver's seat with a minute 10 to play on the Premier Bank scoreboard. Jefferson has the ball. They lead 39-37, and we'll come back in half a minute on Fun 107.1.
During the times of your life that are the most difficult, we are here to serve you at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home in Delphus. We've helped families of all faiths from throughout our area to plan fitting memorials for their loved ones since 1917, and we stand ready to provide service and devotion to detail that's based on compassion and concern for your family. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at the Harder and Shear Funeral Home on West 3rd Street.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back at Ray Etzler Gymnasium, it's crunch time in this showdown of girls Thursday night of the Northwest Conference. And the Jefferson Wildcats with the upper hand, however tenuous it might be. Five on the floor for the Wildcats will be Lindemann, Marquis, Wiltsey, French, and Rostifer. Wildcats are in the 1-1. Although they're not at the line, but they've got the possession. They're in the bonus and a two-point lead with 70 seconds to play. Oh, you want to keep it in Liv Lindemann's hands. She's a great free throw shooter, and she's got the ball. Lindemann with the ball, being chased. Whistle. What do we got? Held ball. Arrow says it'll stay Jefferson. So good effort there by the Crestview Knights to at least flip the possession arrow. But Jefferson will retain possession and looking to get it in. And they do to Liv Lindemann. 1 minute. Under a minute now. Here's a foul on the open floor as Macy Cole Wicke for Crestview. Picks up her fourth personal foul. And that'll send Liv Lindemann to the free throw line for Lee's Famous Recipe. And Lindemann in 1-1 with her team leading 39-37. Free throw is up and it's right through for Liv Lindemann. Liv now with 17. And this one is huge. It can make it a two-possession deal with 58 seconds. Free throw is up. Got it. Boy, that's who you want at the line. Crestview Knights down four. Here they come. And Coach Mark Gregory says, let's talk about it. He will, and he'll take a full timeout. So we'll take one here also with 53 seconds to play. The Premier Bank scoreboard shows Jefferson on top. 41-37 on Fun 107.1.
Happy New Year from Gillig Winery. This is Nikki Gillig wishing you and your loved ones a blessed and safe 2023. All of us here at Gillig Winery are excited and ready to start the new year with exceptional service, new and upcoming wine releases, special events, great food, and delicious wine. Join us inside our cozy and warm restaurant for a meeting with a coworker or a night out with the girls. We're here to help you relax and enjoy a peaceful getaway right here in Findlay at Gillig Winery, where friends and family come to wine and dine.
A century of protection.
Stolle Insurance, we choose to partner with the industry's leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance. This is Jason Stolle. Whether your needs are business, home, auto, or life, trust the professionals at Stolle Insurance. Together, Stolle Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance Company, looking out for you.
Stolle Insurance, looking out for you.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
After the timeout, Crestview basketball, Knights with it. They trail by four, 45 seconds to play. Here's Ellie Klein for Crestview. Off to Kowicki, drops it down low. Now Klein again with the basketball straight away. Wildcats playing some serious man-to-man. Kelly Gregory, NBA three. That's an air ball. Rebound comes to Jefferson. Wildcats with the ball up four. Oh, they shove it ahead. Can Kirsten Moore save it? She does. It hits the official. And because the official is inbounds, he gives it to Jefferson. And Coach Mark Gregory for Crestview doesn't like that. And I guess Jefferson called a timeout. So it's going to be Jefferson possession, and that's what's the key here. A little bit of a discussion, but I guess that's pretty much already settled. With 20 seconds to play, we'll keep it right here as things are hot. But the Jefferson Wildcats with a four-point lead and 20 seconds to play. So Crestview Knights are almost going to have to foul rather quickly to stop the clock. Question is, who are they going to foul? I guess we'll find out soon enough. Five on the floor for the Jefferson Wildcats. Our Lauren French, Rylan Marquis, Liv Lindemann, Hannah Wiltsey, and Jessa Rosterfer. Wildcats trying to hold on to this lead and get it inbounds. Rosterfer will trigger it in off to the side, effectively underneath the basket, but off to the side. Jessa looking around, still looking, gets it into Hannah Wiltsey, and she's fouled rather quickly by Ellie Klein. Second on Ellie Klein, but she's going to put Hannah Wiltsey to the line. And if the Wildcats can hit free throws, they can just about wrap this thing up. Hannah Wiltsey will get 1-1. That's the ninth team foul, not yet the double bonus. Hannah can hit them both. Wildcats, oh, she misses the front end. Rebound to Gregory. Crestview needs quick points. Gregory with the basketball. Fires a triple. It's off the mark. Long rebound comes to Jefferson with six. 5. Rostifer falls down. Jess is still with it. And a whistle with 2 seconds. I think we have a Crestview foul with 2 seconds. We do. It's on Allie Klein to stop the clock. But it's going to be too little too late as the Jefferson Wildcats are going to win this contest. Defense was the key for Jefferson, in my opinion. Their man-to-man was nonstop. Free throw by Rostifer's off the mark. Jessa will get one more. Doesn't matter at this point. But the senior Rostifer, this would just be poetic if she can make this one. And she misses. Rebound, 2 seconds. Gregory, half court. Shot no good. Buzzer sounds. And it's all over as the Jefferson Wildcats have won this Northwest Conference showdown. Our final score on the Premier Bank scoreboard from Crestview, the Jefferson Wildcats 41 and the Crestview Knights 37. We'll wrap this one up just ahead on Fun 107.1.
Don't you just love this restaurant? I mean, when you pay the bill, you tip the waitress and Superior Credit Union tips you. Dine out on your credit card from Superior Credit Union, and you'll get 2% cash back, plus 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. So go ahead, order dessert, because you'll get 2% cash back at restaurants until March 31st with a Superior credit card. 1.5% cash back on all other purchases. Learn more at SuperiorCU.com. NMLS number 746357.
The future is full of unknown events, but that doesn't mean you can't plan. Hi, I'm Amanda with Amanda Waltz Law in Delphus. Creating an estate plan ensures your wishes are carried out after death. Creating a power of attorney for your adult teen ensures your help during emergencies. Reviewing your estate plan every 3 to 5 years ensures your future plans are up to date. To learn more about estate planning, power of attorney, and more, go to AmandaWaltzLaw.com. That's Amanda, W-A-L-T-Z, law.com.
Are you ready for a mealtime favorite made famous? Then stop by Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken and order up a chicken pot pie combo at a great price. You'll get chunks of savory premium chicken, carrots, peas, and potatoes in a creamy sauce, all baked in a flaky pastry crust and served with a regular drink. This is comfort food at its finest. Get the meal that's oven fresh and wallet friendly with the chicken pot pie combo. Only at Lee's. Famous for chicken.
A more than 60-year-long heritage of healthcare service goes into every day of care we provide here at VanCrest Healthcare in Delphus. Our assisted living facility offers a family and home-style environment in our oversized 1 or 2 bedroom apartments where you'll enjoy delicious meals and have available a wide variety of services when needed. If a short-term or long-term assisted living stay is in your plans, please give us a call at 419-695-2871 and ask about our move-in special now being offered. VanCrest Healthcare, where you are served every day by people you know.
High school basketball on Fun 107.1.
Back again at Ray Etzler Gymnasium in our postgame following the Jefferson Wildcats 41-37 win over the Crestview Knights. Score by quarters went like this. It was 10-10 after 8 minutes. At the half, it was Crestview 19, Jefferson 18. At the end of the third quarter, Wildcats had taken a lead 31-28. And again, the final, Jefferson 41 and Crestview 37. With the win, the Wildcats are now 14-1. And with the loss, the Crestview Knights are 11-4. More importantly, for league reasons, the Wildcats are now 5-0 in the conference. The Crestview Knights fall to 4-2. And arguably, the Jefferson Wildcats can probably clinch a tie a week from tonight when they host Leipzig, but we'll deal with that at that point in time. Individual scoring for the victorious Wildcats, led by junior Liv Lindemann with 18 points. She had 11 at halftime, but a couple of big free throws in that fourth quarter and a couple of big steals. Well, you can turn that down. It's like the PA is obliterated here. And it's like blowing us away here. Noisy. All right, 18 for Liv Lindemann. 9 for Rylan Marquis. 7 for Hannah Wiltsey. 4 points for Lauren French. And 3 for Gwen Thiemann. Ryan, 41 for the Jefferson Wildcats. Crestview led by junior Callie Gregory with 19. 6 for Lacey McCoy. 4 for Macy Kulwicki. 4 for Josie Kulwicki. 2 each for Ellie Klein and Kennedy Kreider. Thank you. The Crestview total of 37. Wow. Nothing like a super loud PA. Nevertheless, the Jefferson Wildcats eke out a victory, and it was nitty gritty. The defining play really came with about 90 seconds to play when the Crestview Knights were whistled for a moving screen offensive foul that gave Jefferson the ball back with a two-point lead. At that point, the Wildcats just simply spread it out and tried to delay, and it worked as they made the necessary free throws. Lauren French hit two big ones in that fourth quarter. Gwen Thiemann with one of two, and Liv Lindemann with a pair to seal it, and ultimately a Jefferson 41-37 victory. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Jefferson Middle School as the boys' teams will have at it, as Jefferson will host the Crestview Knights. That's tomorrow night, our next broadcast here on Fun 107.1. Next action for Crestview, Coach Mark Gregory and company. They're off until next Tuesday. Non-conference, they'll head for Shawnee. For Jefferson, they're back at it in 2 days at Jefferson High School on 66 as they will play host to Ottoville. That's going to wrap it up here tonight from Metzler Gymnasium. Final scores, JV final. Crestview wins that 34-25. And on the Premier Bank scoreboard, varsity final, Jefferson 41 and Crestview 37. Our thanks to Tony Day back at our downtown studios in Delphus. Tonight from Convoy, I'm Mike Miller. Good evening, everyone.